Thank you, Mr. Nowak. I just would like to answer from the Austrian side regarding the combined cyclist and pedestrian crossing. We're facing the challenge in Austria that there are combined cycle tracks and pedestrian walkways, sidewalks, which there's also a sign in the Vienna Convention on Road and Signs already, which crossing minority roads parallel to a main road. And therefore, especially outside of the settlement areas, and therefore, we do not have a proper infrastructure element. If you take it seriously, then you have to divide only for the crossing the cyclists and the pedestrians, make a pedestrian crossing and next to it a cycling crossing. But we don't have often the width for these both crossings. And the traffic volumes of the pedestrians are in the outside of the build-up areas are mostly not so high that there is a conflict between the cyclists and the pedestrians there. That was the reason and the discussion and the arguments behind why Austria implemented a combined pedestrian cyclist crossing possibility in the National Road Code as an explanation. Then I would went to the next ECF, raise the flag. ECF, the floor is yours.